Safety lead time. In addition to safety stock, another method to protect against uncertainties in supply or demand is safety lead time. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety lead time as follows. An element of time added to normal lead time to protect against fluctuations in lead time so that an order can be completed before its real need date. When used, the material requirements planning system in offsetting for lead time will plan both order release and order completion for earlier dates than it would otherwise. Safety lead time works best for lead time uncertainty and not as well for quantity uncertainty. Lead time uncertainty can take different forms. For supply or demand, a delivery could be late or other supply interruptions could occur. For demand, a customer could order earlier than usual. As the definition states, safety lead time can be used in material requirements, planning, MRP, and one way to do this is to create a firm planned order. Safety lead time can also be used for independent demand ordering systems, meaning that the order for resupply would be placed earlier than the demand during the lead time would otherwise require. Using safety lead time will result in a temporary spike in inventory that quickly resolves itself. Safety lead time is often preferred over safety stock for items that are only sporadically in demand because it reduces uncertainty without resulting in more units that may not sell for a long time. However, safety lead time can be implemented incorrectly, which will increase average inventory levels. Much like how the bullwhip effect creates more and more variability in orders as they go upstream in the supply chain, if upstream partners view early ordering as a sign of increased demand, they may in turn order earlier and so on. Therefore, if this method is used, it should be communicated as such to supply chain partners. Let's look at an example of how safety lead time works. Say that a product has a 2-week lead time and is needed in period 4, which means that the system would normally release the order in period 2. If a 1-week safety lead time is used, the order will be released in period 1 and arrive in period 3. The due date would still need to be set as period 4, however, or any linked requirements would also be impacted.